Province. Your news. East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Pitigwini says residents in Ntuzuma, Inanda and parts of Kwamashu can expect improved water supply before Christmas. The municipality has unveiled an upgraded pump station in Ntuzuma. The city says the pump station wasn't operating at full capacity as the pumps had reached the end of their design life. Officials say the situation was exacerbated by a fire in 2023, which caused major damage. Mayor Cyril Kaba says emergency repairs were carried out on a small section while the entire facility underwent an upgrade. He believes the improvements will increase performance and reliability. Kaba has meanwhile urged the community members to safeguard water infrastructure against vandalism. The mayor was speaking in Ntuzuma yesterday.
The repairs and upgrade has really improved the supply of water significantly in this area. We're told that there's 515 pumps that are housed in this station. In addition to that, there are standby pumps. The standby pumps assist that if one of the pumps fades, they're able to replace that pump within the shortest possible time. We are assured what was a problem before, now that problem has been overcome. And people can now start to celebrate. They now can receive water that they've actually not been receiving.
KZN Cocktail says it's shifting its focus to support for the families of the Mshwati storm and flood disaster. After more than a week-long search, recovery teams retrieved the bodies of two more victims in New Hanover yesterday. The department's Nzelwe Mzila says this brings the number of victims found to three.
This discovery puts to an end a painful chapter within the community as now the processes of identification can commence for the two victims that are discovered.
Heavy rains triggered severe flooding in the Midlands town last month, washing away cottages after a local river breached its banks. The Public Servants Association has urged correctional services to keep a closer watch on prisons over the festive season. It says activity usually increases at this time of year, raising the risk of security breaches and escapes. The union's Claude Nyker says more personnel are needed, especially with current staff shortages.
The PSA urges the department to implement proactive and robust strategies to mitigate risks, strengthening perimeter security, intensifying surveillance and monitoring systems, and ensuring strict adherence to protocols at all times.
And forecasts of fresh rain have raised fears of more damage in flood-hit Indonesia and Sri Lanka. More than 1,500 people lost their lives in four countries. In Indonesia, the Met Agency has warned the three hardest-hit provinces on the island of Sumatra will experience moderate to heavy rain from today. Two separate weather systems dumped massive rainfall on all of Sri Lanka, Sumatra, parts of southern Thailand and northern Malaysia last week. The scale of the disaster has made relief efforts challenging. Another look at our lead story. Itekweni says residents in Ntuzuma, Inanda and parts of Kwamashu can expect improved water supply before Christmas. That's it from the Newswatch team for now. I'm Natara Nadesan.
The crazy store's got deals galore and everything you need. From tinsel presents, wrapping and a star for your Christmas tree. We've got all sorts, games and sports, many toys to buy. Stationery, arts and crafts, come on and don't be shy. No need to panic shop, we're your one-stop Christmas spot. Your table will be dressed and you will not be stressed. When Christmas Eve is here, you'll want to sing and cheer. I got everything at the crazy store and I can't wait for next year.
You never know what you might find this Christmas.
All right, time for an update on your traffic. This feature is brought to you by Speco Rice. 7 countries and 7 weeks for a taste adventure right in your kitchen.
East Coast Radio traffic.
An accident has occurred involving two trucks on the M7 westbound at the South Coast Road intersection. Please give way to emergency services needing to approach that scene. Another accident, this one's on Mahatma Gandhi Road near the post office in the Point region. And then in the Kwakhangela region, Sydney Road and Blake Road, got an accident scene at that intersection with emergency services at that scene. Just be cautious of the ongoing accident involving a pedestrian from a little earlier, the R102 from Palmview heading towards Canubia, where both the left shoulder lane and the left lane remains obstructed for now. And then the earlier crash scene on the N3 to Durban after the Paradise Valley interchange is cleared. And then just the stationary vehicle on the Durban bound after the Cliffdale interchange in the right shoulder lane. For the East Coast Radio Traffic Team, I'm Lehla Joayo.
stuck in traffic, let us know. WhatsApp your traffic updates to 061 792 9495.
Cook your way around the world with the Speco rice range, which has a new look. We're bringing fragrances, spices and bold flavors from Japan, Thailand, India, Mexico, Morocco, Indonesia and Italy without leaving your kitchen. Experience the Speco taste adventure with me, Carol Ofori, on my socials to see how versatile, delicious and surprising Speco rice can be. Speco rice, feed your curiosity, because when you start with the best ingredients, anything is possible.
30 minutes of non-stop music with Carol Ofori.
KZN's number one hit music station. East Coast Radio.
And if you move like a thug, baby, I won't judge.